Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Today, we are here.
We are here with a cheerleader,
a former cheerleader.
Oh,
go fight win.
Yay, team.
You haven't aged a bit from that picture.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks. That's you're my favorite really person. Cute.
And you still got great hair.
Thanks.
Great hair.
Not quite as
great
big.
Great bobby socks.
Not quite as big. I don't think I have bobby socks anymore.
I wish I did.
So I'm Anna West.
I'm Jennifer Roop.
And today we have a guest with us. Her name is Lisa Smith. And she is our content manager. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks.
Hey, Lisa.
Good to be here.
So, Lisa, one thing I was thinking about while I was in the bathroom, because that's where all the good thoughts happen, if I'm being honest, is that you're kind of like the OG employee of SJC.
Were you here before Rachel?
I was here before Rachel. I was the first person Susan hired besides her sister, because, you know, family comes first.
Yeah. So right.
Her sister was writing
nepotism
first.
For the win.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, do you know what OG means?
Maybe.
Tell us. What. I just want to hear what you think
I
it
don't
means.
Know what it means.
Because Lisa's so innocent.
I don't know what it means. Okay.
Does it mean?
What did you say? Maybe. What did you think it
I
is?
I was just trying to sound like I knew what it meant.
It's the original gangster, Lisa.
Oh, original gangster. That's kind of cool.
The only reason I thought I knew what it was and I was wrong was because of Teen Mom. I thought it meant original girls.
Oh, my gosh.
That works, though, because we were girls for a long time.
See? Whoa. You are.
Need some hip-hop in
you are the real OG. I'm not cool.
Yeah,
I listened to Mmmbop this weekend. I am so behind on the times, it's not even funny. Did you know that I used to get made fun of because I looked like them? Yeah, in eighth grade, before I knew how to tweeze my eyebrows, and I wore Union Bay, like corduroys all the time, and I had long blonde straight hair, and I looked like the middle one, and people made fun of me, and they would walk around singing Mbop and pointing at me.
Oh my gosh. I feel like they should have been making fun of Hanson for looking like a pretty girl.
Right. Oh, you're so cute. That's maybe someday I'll share a circa 1999 photo of myself for you.
Yes, that'd be great.
The eyebrows are real. Real.
Oh, I still have eyebrow problems.
But they were like dark. I mean, and then I would, of course, you know, put sun in. Yes. And I had bleach blonde hair.
You put sun in your eyebrows?
In my hair. So I had like white hair
and dark eyebrows.
Dark eyebrows.
That's great.
Did you bleach your hair?
No, I didn't. I did do a perm in high school, though. Do people still do those?
I hope not.
I don't know.
They smell atrocious.
They do smell horrible. But I had a perm in high school, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What year did you graduate high school, Lisa?
1 year. That's a while back.
I did graduate a year.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, back to it.
Okay, sorry.
So, Lisa's in charge of making sure all of the content we create gets flushed out to the appropriate channels.
Yeah.
And she's responsible for picking the strongest writer for certain topics and making sure that they get out to the account coordinators and assigning everything. So you wear many hats, but the chunk of what you do is focused on making sure our clients get creative content that's relative and keyword driven and all that. So we just wanted to pick your brain about what your process looks like and how you keep it all straight and maybe give some advice to listeners about how to make sure their content is fresh and interesting and has value add. Because I think those are some of the most important things that you need to do if you're giving content. So we have some questions for you and just any nugget of wisdom you would like to share.
I don't get to share my favorite emoji first. Isn't that like a common?
Yes. No.
Please
my
do.
Goodness.
Start
your favorite emoji
Our
or your
has
most.
Preceded us.
Yes. Somebody actually listens.
Yes. Can I get your autograph?
So your favorite or your most used currently?
Well, my most used currently emoji is the winky face because it mortifies my kids when I do it. So I use it frequently because I love to mortify my teenagers.
Because you have a lot of them. How many of them do you have?
Teenagers, I only have two, but four kids.
Oh, my goodness.
So, God bless.
Close enough to teenagers.
And a husband.
And a husband, yeah. Five kids, I don't know.
My most recent one is the emoji face with a tear and a worry face, and his, like, the half of his head is blue.
Yes.
Because Ryder at baseball practice hit a foul ball and put a big dent in somebody's car. I mean, like, it hit the top of the car and cracked the paint on the hood. And so I was sending those emojis to the mom and the dad, like, I'm so sorry.
What does that mean now? Do you have to fix it?
No, I mean, they were like, no, that's what insurance is for. It's fine. I shouldn't have parked that close to the field.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I have that one. The stressed out, worried mom face, I think, is going to be like a permanent emoji.
I should probably have that one permanently. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't, you're doing something right. Yes. You don't have to send it to people.
Well, right now, I'm obsessed with the avocado bitmoji. Have you seen that one?
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh, wait. It went away. Yeah, because avocados are like my favorite food.
So. That's really
fun. Look, Zach.
Look, it's great. That is great.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So, Lisa, tell us. Okay, so Jen and I are account managers, so we're often going out and speaking to potential clients about what it could look like to work with us. And one of the biggest things we hear is, well, you don't know our industry. How could you write for our industry and sound like us? So what are some ways that we overcome that?
We start by talking with the client, of course. You know, having them share insights, not only to their industry, but into their company. Like, you know, the feel of their company, what's important to them, what they value. And then we also do a lot of research on our end. When we start the process, we're researching keywords and different areas for search engine optimization. And so we are looking at the industry as a whole. Sometimes we'll look at competitors' sites. You know, what are they doing? What are they finding that brings success? So really just digging into the industries, learning a lot that way.
Yeah. So how do you decide from our writing team who's the kind of the best fit for a client? Just knowing like their past style or experiences?
We're pretty lucky right now. Our team of writers have been with us for a while. So you really get to know them. Some of it comes from industries they've written for before that are similar. So we have one writer that's written for a lot of financial institutions. So really knows that terminology, knows what's valuable there. So that's part of it. And yeah, some of it's just their background. One of our writers worked for a newspaper for a long time. And so really understands all the ins and outs of press releases. So really has expertise in that area. So yeah.
Jen did a really great job of kind of setting up what your job is, but were there some things that maybe we missed that obviously you're almost kind of like a project manager within the content spectrum, but you also do some of this as well. So what are some other things that are part of your role for Team SJC?
I do some of the writing, but because of time constraints, I have ended up doing more of the managing and really a lot of the research. I do a lot of the research, digging into everything, and then a lot of troubleshooting. So that comes up, you know, sometimes too. So
I'm always amazed at how Lisa keeps like the schedule that you do. I mean, so we always try to be 2 weeks ahead with our blogs and emails.
Right.
She is on it if you missed your deadline. And she is, I just don't know how you remember because we write, I mean, how many, we write for all our clients.
We write over like 300 pieces of content a month, don't we?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, we have one client that we currently are doing, just did 36 blogs for in the past 2 weeks. So yeah.
That's crazy.
It's mind-blowing. Yeah. And you're always so nice. Like when I say, oh, my blog, I don't have it. You're always like, it's okay. Just get it to me. And I'm like, God, I wish you could be with me all the time. You're always so
She's probably
perky.
Cursing us on the other
end. Oh, yeah.
That's right. So, I'm like, oh, she's I like, wish oh. they just get that to me now.
She knows then that it's going to be
She gets an email from me on Friday morning. She's like, oh, geez, here we go.
I get that to you on Monday.
We started doing something fun a while ago where you would email us and you do email us what's going on. So we also blog for ourselves on a regular basis.
Right,
so we have daily blogs for SJC. You're always telling us, hey guys, here's what's going to be published this week. That way, if we have clients that we know will be particularly interested in that topic, we can alert them.
Right.
So it's really nice. You help us stay on top of what we're sharing so that we can help reach everybody and
So when we come back, we are going to talk about in more detail the kind of writing that we do, because it's not just blogs, and then also maybe some myths specifically about blogs that we can squash for listeners. So we'll be right back.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Brian Jewell, the resident web developer here at SJC Marketing, and I'm here to give you a quick plug for our exciting new website packages. Now, if you head over to sjc.marketing/shineonline, you'll see several options for our new managed website packages. Now, if you're used to your agency not getting back to you after 3 weeks of emailing, this is the thing for you. You'll see several different options that we offer, including quarterly updated content, managed website updates, and everything that you need to keep your website up and going, and any question that you have, we're here to answer. View our website template samples at sjc.marketing/shineonline and get started today by contacting us at info@susanjcampbell.com or 816-396-8575.
Okay.
And Jen.
All right. Okay. So we're back with Lisa.
Yeah.
And as if we could not love her anymore, she's married to a guy who is after our own hearts because he...
Well, he's not after our own heart.
Yeah, he is.
That would be inappropriate.
So that means that he likes
you. Oh, he's
you.
A man after our own hearts because he makes coffee. He roasts coffee beans.
And that's really important
he's
part of my life.
He's also a pastor. That's just a passion, a side passion, right?
Yeah, that's just a side thing. It's a little hard, though, because anytime we go somewhere for coffee, like Starbucks or somewhere else, he's super judgmental. I mean, you know, he wants high quality roasted coffee.
Yeah, so he can see right through the fake people.
Yeah.
How many of you have seen that shirt? I just need coffee and a little Jesus. Yeah. Like, yes. I feel like you could...
I need to get him that.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
My husband once tried it and then was hooked, and so we got some. We bought some. It's not... He doesn't really just sell it, but he should. And then Jordan's like, well, what's it called? I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, what's his, like, coffee roasting company called? I'm like, it's not a company. Like, he just does it because he likes it. And so then Jordan was all set to, like... brand Pete's like
coffee
Christian roasters or like what was
he had a name
said?
I don't remember now.
I feel like there's a pun text. Out there that would be perfect.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Hebrews.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, random side fact. But okay, so before we left, we said we were going to talk through some of the other kinds of content that we do. So why don't you let our listeners know what all SJC kind of the myriad of things that we write for.
You know, that's really evolved over the years because we started a lot with website content, which we still do, and that's of course ever changing. We started done blogs for quite a while, and that is a core of what our content is about. But you know, content really affects everything from our social media posts to our videos. We do press releases, we do email marketing has just really exploded probably in
that's
the last
few months.
That's
been exciting to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we have a lot of clients that do email marketing. We write the content for all of those. We do the content for our print pieces, too. So traditional marketing as well.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's ever evolving because, you know, when we started doing digital ads, it's like, okay, well, we've got to have content for that.
Right.
And sometimes we won't use our writers for that because as account managers, we can do that.
Yeah.
And even some of our social media writing we are doing on the account side. But and I'm sure something new will happen where we'll continue to have to adjust. And I think we talked about that with Susan last time she was on. We talked about content marketing, like how content marketing has changed, yet how it's still the same. And we talked about our tagline being We Write, You Shine. And that was the tagline that was original to the company when it was called Susan J. Campbell Copywriting Solutions. And we haven't changed it because it still applies to everything that we do starts with content. Okay, so in our team meetings, we like to do some sharing from the departments about what's going on, what's trending, just interesting facts about the industry. And you brought up some stats about blogging that were really interesting. She kind of pulled the team, and I think we were on the mark some, we're off a little bit, but tell us about those things.
Yeah, Prezi really recently did a study, and they asked people, you know, first of all, how long do you remember the content that you read? And the answer that they found was 3 days, which really surprised our team.
Yeah.
So I think like, a lot of you were like, yeah, 3 seconds, 1 hour, maybe if we're lucky. But 3 days, which is longer than we thought, but still not very long. I mean, when you're producing that content, you want it to be something that people want to stick refer back to, it sticks with them. So then they went on to say, so when you do remember content, what stands out? What is it you remember? And the number one answer, which was the majority of the people, was something that gives me value, something that teaches me something or inspires me or something that I am looking for that answers those questions. So bottom line, what people are looking for is something that brings value.
Yeah. So we talk about that a lot, value-added content, and maybe people aren't like breaking that down to what that means, but you just explained it really well. It could be solving a problem,
right?
Answering a question, inspiring them. It's something that they feel like was worth the time that they took to read that article. But then I think something else that's important to touch on is the fact that if on average people are only remembering something they read for 3 days, that's why it's always important to have fresh content out there because you've got to then capture them for that. Once that cycle is over, we've got to find a way to capture them.
The great thing about blogging is that you have all this content and you can refer back to it. So we, when we have one topic, we say, oh, check out this blog or here's an article in response to something that's going on in the news right now. So when you do it consistently over a long period of time, it's almost like you have a library of all these references.
Right.
And it's, And how it's how we show off what that we're experts in the field when we do it for SJC.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's, you know, one blog just leads into something that you can dive into deeper.
Yeah.
And you have five other things out of that. So it can all work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's difficult or is it getting easier to adjust content to what people want to read? So people are reading on their mobiles. They're reading, mm-hmm. they want something really fast. So is it hard to anticipate what people are going to read or is it easy to kind of take a big piece of content and adjust
I think
it?
The hard part is there's so much out there. Yeah. You know, there's so much competition to get that target audience in and to get mm-hmm. them reading. So that's where we really have to focus and really learning mm-hmm. about that target audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Well, we kind of did that with a certain like email campaign that we're doing. Instead of just casting a wide net, we're casting smaller nets with on mm-hmm. specific topics with mm-hmm. really targeted industries. And I feel like that has been valuable
it's
for
been
us.
It's been really successful.
So like yeah. instead of just talking about content in general or talk about marketing in general, get in contact with people that are decision makers on a certain mm-hmm. industry and show right. them how we can make an mm-hmm. impact.
And we're able to do that because we have success stories in those within those right. industries from other clients that we yeah. have that they can be confident yeah. that we know what we're talking about.
And that's
about.
Something yeah. I tell like my clients all the time. Pick something that you know you're really good at and mm-hmm. showcase it. It's, you know, you have to brag and you right. have to let people know that you are providing solutions and giving them content is the best way to do that. And doing it in several different venues.
Like, you know, in that Prezi study that I was referencing earlier, the second thing that people remembered in content was what Jen just talked about is something that was good. Mm-hmm. Something that happened that was a success or that the company did that was good. And those kind of thoughts stick with the readers mm-hmm. when they're reading. So that's a yeah. good point because those are things to capitalize on.
Yeah.
You know, focus on.
And was humor number three? Please say
yes.
That.
Humor was number
Thank
three.
If something's too dry, I just can't. I need some funny in my life.
I yeah. need headlines yeah. and like bullet points.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. little headers.
It yeah. obviously depends yes. on the industry. We can't right. put a ton of humor into personality.
Radiology.
For, yeah, yeah. For yeah. certain industries and in yeah. banking, it's like there's so much compliance that right. you have to work around. But for our stuff, we certainly do. And it's
definitely
fun to see the feedback we get.
Yeah.
So before we end this podcast, I'd like to kind of, and we've maybe been referencing a little bit, but talk about some blogging myths. And when I say that, I mean, a lot of our clients think like, well, there's a secret like amount of words that you should have or use the keyword so many times. So
what is the secret sauce?
What yeah. is the secret sauce? Well, I will tell you one of the myths we hear all the time is there is a perfect length for a blog. And even experts in content writing will maybe lean one way or the other. They'll say the perfect length for a blog is definitely long form content because da 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 da, and they'll list it all out. And then others will go the opposite and say, in this day and age, I think Jen referenced it. Mm-hmm. I don't read a super long. Mm-hmm. I need bullet points. I need mm-hmm. short. There is no perfect length. Mm-hmm. It depends on the industry. It depends on your target market. Now, there are certain things, you know, you have to have a certain amount of content to be able to optimize it.
Right.
You want to be able to drive that traffic to your website. So there are certain things that we definitely are analyzing and studying, right. but so much depends on your market and it's changing all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
So no perfect length for sure.
Right.
And that's one great thing about having analytics and measuring is, I mean, I think we even found, okay, we're going to try for this length of period of time, kind of some A/B testing. We're going to use our keyword in both the title and the subtitle
mm-hmm, yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
this amount of times in the body. And then we tried it without using it maybe in the subtitle. And then we were able to see what
pattern.
Kind of results we got. And yeah, right. what sort of patterns we saw where it's like, no, actually we do need to use it in the subtitle too.
Yeah. And right. that was a hard
as
one for me.
As that
yes.
is.
Yeah. I don't like it that way, yeah. but that's what our testing was.
When
show.
You're writing, it can feel unnatural, but yes. I think to the reader, it doesn't necessarily look that way.
No.
It just
it's
reinforces.
Just emphasizing it. Yeah.
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 Are there any other ones that we've been able to kind of squash with some of our testing?
For a lot of companies, keywords are confusing. You know, they don't understand necessarily how that works. And for a while there, they would say the more keywords you have, the better you're going to rank. So just stuff them in.
Yeah.
And that is no. opposite. That is yeah. not true. So yeah. that's definitely one that we've
If you believe shown. That, you need to give us a call.
yes.
Your
number
too
is.
Keywords.
Google is way smarter than yeah. you are. And they'll yeah. be like, yes. oh, we see what you're trying to do yeah. here and we're not okay with it. So
yeah. If you're going to start and you want to get to know, you know, if you want to start on the trail of content marketing, mm-hmm. you start with
right.
a strong keyword list that
right.
is directly related to what you do and the problems that you solve. Mm-hmm. You find a creative way to display it, whether yeah. that's whatever venue or avenue right. you want to use. And then you use that opportunity to show off your expertise
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
get creative with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our analytics also show us who is reading and where they are going after they read the blog.
Right.
And for a lot of companies, seeing that is hard to understand. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not seeing comments maybe on the blog page or something similar. But when we look at the analytics, we can say, yes, but this percentage clicked through to your website, which is exactly what you want.
Yeah. Well, I have really enjoyed having you here, Lisa.
Well, thanks.
And I think that your kids are going to hear this because you're going to make them listen to it.
That's right.
And they're going to like be so impressed by their mom's wisdom and how cool and professional you sound.
If you have any questions about content marketing or you want us to expand on some thoughts, tweet us at MarketingSJC or email
info@SusanJCampbell.com.
What she said.
Thanks for joining us today. Stay unfiltered.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.